Hello, welcome to the podcast. I am Steven Lilly, your host for the podcast.
Let's talk about some feelings. Why don't people want to talk about real feelings, about pain, suffering, and real life problem when they had no job or they had nowhere to go, the government giving up on us, or your family in the hospital dying of the coronavirus? If you fail to give up on them or come clean and tell them how you really feel about it, because today is new thing I'm gonna cry out, guys, is feelings. Let's talk about them for once in my life. You happy in your life? Are you caring enough in life? How did we get here? And why didn't we move down or move up on the life? What can we do better in life and over time? Really, I want to change a lot of shit about everyone's life. I want to help people when they need help, but I want to make sure they're doing it correctly, not the wrong way, guys. I want to make sure we're doing it right and make it fun for everyone too, guys. Being butthole about nothing, but I want to give back and help when people need help buying food and all that good stuff, because I believe you give people, they will give back, or your karma will be good. And lately, this job thing is killing people's motivation to want to quit and go do the protest about the guy just died, Joel. He just died. Police accident. What? How are feeling going at now? He actually died by the police. Okay? That number one problem. Number two, we had Wyatt, that kids want to blame shit and be angry about it because they don't know how to react to the problem. And I want to make sure everybody understands I am actually going to talk about pain, suffering, and all that shit that make people want to fucking cry. Because most people want to talk about, hey, how you get healing life, but when you started from nothing. I want to get deep in our feelings. I want to talk to everybody's feeling, because everybody have a goal in life. I want everybody to know they have somewhere in life to go. Not as, oh, give up, go home. No, I want people to know they have somewhere to go when they had nowhere to lean. When I had nowhere to go, I put my faith in myself and my family to succeed from that point of view and move up on my list of, hey, I can and I will. I can't stop. Oh, I want to quit. I cannot stop. The last couple months, I don't have a job. I hate it. They didn't pay me. They didn't want to work me. Fine. I'm going to lean on myself to succeed now from whenever I had to quit in life. My last day. Because it fucking is going to be a motivation. Fucking hell on everyone. The motivation and the pain broadcast will be going nonstop. Everybody, hold tight. We can really have some motivation, some crying, some pain gonna happen this show, because everybody wanna admit it. Let's talk about that. I care for everyone. Let's start from the bottom to the top. Begin with this. I have a question for everyone out there in the world. Could be American, every kind, I don't care. Think about the question before you answer me. What does matter to you? What doesn't matter in life? Does it matter you have money? Or does it you have a roof over your head? Does it matter you family happy? What does it matter? Are you happy where your life been? Are you happy where your family been? Where you have a roof over your head, water in the house, food on the table? That's what mattered to me. I grew up from the fucking South. I came from nothing. And I am here now. From today on, I am here as a fucking potion. I am not greatest. I have speech impediment. I can't do tough. The government told me. I don't give a crap. You want motivation? Hold tight. I give you a whole damn lot of motivation and hell, a lot of pain behind it. Because number one rule, don't take. Hope you make it one day at a time. Sometimes me and my wife sit down, have dinner. Oh, I'm hungry more. I don't eat fully. I give her about half of my food after I eat because I know she's still hungry. And I know I'd be fine. I ate pretty good already. But I want to make sure that motivation give her keep it going because she is my heart and soul. Give her motivation to keep going. Baby, I need shillets. Okay, here's the money. Go back shillets. Hey, baby, I need gas. Here's gas money. Go get gas. Motivation is somebody you love. You're trying to help. You're trying to keep it going with your family. Motivation in me is moving me forward, not pushing me back. How hard can you get hit before you give the fuck up? My question is, I've been down. I've been up. I've been all over the fucking place. I've been all fucking day and night. I want people to understand that motivation can't kill, can't hurt, can't make you cry, make you wanna go sing. Shit, I am the motherfucking king at giving up. I am the fucking shitty at potion to give up on something because someone said you're not great at it, give up. I wake up one day and say, oh, I don't want to do it because people making fun of me. Give up. But today, from this fucking day, no giving up. We go and fight. We all fucking people in life. We want something done right. We got to do it. I love my family. I love my wife. I love my dog. Yes. But I know when right or wrong happen, I want my family to be there for me. I am not getting hit anymore. I'm taking the hit. I keep moving forward. Motivation will be me and you guys. Hold tight. If they tell you stay home, stay home. Protect your family. Protect your job. Fight with them. Make sure when they go out, make sure they're safe. Give them shit they need to protect themselves out here. If you don't feel safe with them, go out with them. Protect them to keep it going because the riot, the killing, the corona, something gonna happen. Somebody gonna get mad, somebody gonna kill, somebody all that. Remember, one thing remember always, protect your family. No matter how much it will cost, protect them. Keep them safe. Doesn't matter what you gotta do. You will get it back. If you do good, you will get it back. If you do bad, karma will bite you in your ass. Do great. Your family had to count on people like that to keep it going. Shit, I can't sit here every day and tell people, oh, you got to what take. I motivate myself every day to get out of bed because right now I have no job. I have my wife pushing herself at 80 hours a week to keep it going, her check, keep it on top. For me, I want somebody to help people. For once in my life, I'm gonna fight, I'm gonna kick, I'm gonna punch myself out of the fucking life to make people life better. Trying to give somebody motivation to move it forward. Damn, I am trying my best. If you got hold tight, bear with my pain, bear with everyone's bullshit in life. You will see what people want. What you want and two different kind of want. I promise you that. I wake up with people trying to tell me you don't want that, you need that. That what I want, that I need. Motivation will help. I'm motivating people right now telling you this. This show so far is like shit. It won't get rainier, it gonna get darker before it gets better. Shit gonna hit fan quicker than normal. Corona will go away, but when it come back, the fucking white will fuck with it now. Now we fucked, child. But right now, fight with it. Handle it. Fight fucking with. You love your family? Go out with a bang with them. You love them? Go fucking bat for them. Go in a corner, fight with them, protect them, because they're your family. I can't tell people how much you'd be worth the money, the wish, the time, and the fame. Because when you think about this topic, how much family, love, honesty on the line every time you walk out the door, go work because your job, you don't know when you come home or when you're not coming home. If you look in New York, California, anywhere like that, all the fucking notes you haven't went home for fucking days because they put testing all access at the hospital, the works, they pushing each other to move it. I love everybody been helping everybody. Yes, I do enjoy that, but some point, when do we give back to the notions, the fireman, the policeman, or everyone finally saying, "Hill, take it. Take it with month off. Fight for us. Thank you for the COVID. Do it again when we need you. Thank you." We won't. Because those notes are working 24 days, 80 ills, how long they want to work. Then they wake up one day and say, "Oh shit, I did everything I can, but what can I do to keep it going?" Most of the people in New York got volunteers from Kansas, Missouri, all that. They got volunteers. They went up to New York to protect them. They went in there to help. They didn't know how bad it was. Shit, that's the motivation to help their family keep get another paycheck, get another paycheck. Baby, I'm coming home. I get another paycheck. I will be home, I promise. The day never come. The motivation will be that. Fight for your family. Fight for the people you love. Because those people not in your life, they won't never succeed without you. Because I wake up one morning and thought about this. I love my wife. I love my family. I didn't have my wife, I would be at point A right now, doing nothing. Really, I had no job. Why I kept? I'd be at point A in my life, somewhere in fucking nowhere land. My wife be somewhere else, nowhere. When you're happy with whoever you're with, whoever you're not with, remember, only you can make the choice to do right or wrong or win or when can't you. Fight. Go big or go home. My daddy always said, I love you. But at some point in my life, I thought about, why do I want to go home so badly if, you know, you can't? Because if you go home now, you give up. You're telling me you don't want to give up, but you want to hit the home once 20 day a week because you know you need the money. Every home when you hit, you make some kind of cash. And you say, yeah, $1 in your pocket, gotta make it through payday. Payday won't be here till a next month. You got food, you got water bill paid for, you got the gas paid for, you got injury bill paid for, and you got rent. $1, make it through the whole week, month, it'd be easy like that. Telling me, hey, here's $2. You don't get paid till the 20th. Today the 2nd, you can't do it. You can. But you gotta actually think about how far can you make $2 go in your gas tank, or how much food can you buy with $2 if you had a kid, a husband, and a wife, whoever. Are you insane? How far can you go bending your back, breaking your back to protect your family, to succeed? At some point you gotta make that decision in life to, hey, I am not fucking around with you. I've taken the job, I want it with it, I know I need the fucking money. Take it or leave it kind of thing. That's what motivation is to me. I fight every day with myself to wake up, tell myself, hey, get out of bed, fight. I try to go woke up, I can't even woke up because I am so struggling with myself because I know I did nothing. I can't do nothing right now because my job is gone. Because the podcast for me is now game on. Today, new day. Tomorrow be a better day. One day at a time, one step at a time, because this day will be a great fucking day. Somebody told me a long time ago, the quick truth, guys. I woke up, thought about, hey, I could win forever and ever. I love to win. I made to win. I did it. I won it. I want to do it again. My doctor, oh, okay, don't do it. Enjoy it. Have fun. Okay. My folks didn't crap. My doctor told me, yeah, come back. You're doing good. Come back. You're doing great. Keep going. I did my folk Mario. I did great. I'm happy. My body worked great. I was, okay, cool. Let's do another Mario. I did two more Mario. I did great, great. My third Mario, oh, fuck, I'm tired. But every time I said, oh, I'm tired, I wake up, do it again, another 4 miles a day at school, again, again, again. My teacher said, you need to crap. Like, yeah, okay, sure. They're about 5 miles. I do that, shit, easy. I did a couple meals, oh, sure, I got this. I was great at it. My body was in time with myself. My soul was there. But over time, your body thinking, you don't need to be there. You want to be healed. You start pushing yourself to be the best as you possibly can. And my mom was getting sick at the time. I was trying to get my pain away to keep it off. People kind of tell me, you don't need to do that. I went. To keep that feeling off of me much as I possibly can. Sophomore ill, I was doing great. I was in the middle of my class where I should be. One day I shot one and like, what do I want? This what I want, but my soul telling me to quit because my feelings finally let go. Couldn't keep up with myself because motivation was in me, it almost gone. I gave up on myself full time in my sophomore year of school, guys. I woke up, I gave up. Then I did it again, told myself, hey, let's finish off the crap meet, we'd be done with it. Went to crap country. I did that. I said, hey, I done, I don't want to do it. Got in white after that, I went to crack. My last 2 second crap meet, I'm like, fuck it, I don't want to do it anymore. I gave up. Like, I don't want to do it. I don't know what to do. My brain wasn't happy with me. I was hating myself. I went. I couldn't think about it anymore because I had other shit. Another plan in my life. I didn't want to admit. My junior year in school, I was having a great year, doing great. Coach said, hey, you coming back? Like, yeah, I did a couple. I don't know how many I want to do because my motivation finally slowly coming back after the year. I did a couple. I have feel good. All that. I did 4, 5. Okay, I should have it. A couple more go down. I start losing myself at some point. I don't want to come back out of it. A couple meet later, I hope I need one. Why am I putting myself through hell if I know my success is so thin, I know I can't make it in college with it? Like, okay, I take time off. Took a month off. Crap meet. Season started, okay. Went back, crap. My ankle was holding a little bit. My knee was not okay. Told my doctor. Doctor, okay, heal. Got on short and stuff to balancing me up. Finally, okay, fine. Fuck it. I'm going to do it my way. Got in shape. I did a little football training with my guys. Fuck it. I'm going to go in, go out with a blade then. If I go out, I'm going out with my family, my friends. Then my junior, my sister and me, my final crap meet. Second last one, my sister tore her ACL. I didn't know that till after the meet. She was like, yeah, I can't do crap meet anymore because my knee is fucked up so badly I can't walk, move it, or want it. Like, okay, what to do? I told myself, hey, I motivate myself so badly. I'm going to put everything I got on the table. If I don't win, I am not mad at myself. I'm going to beg or go home. I cleaned the whole week. Doctor said, yeah, you good, go, she can go. Push it. Because my family were on the table. My sister couldn't finish the meet. Couldn't fucking finish how badly she was in pain. She couldn't walk almost. I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to beg or go home that year. This year I went 7 and 8 races. I made a couple more after that, but then my teacher said, hey, jump hurdles. Okay, coach. I jumped the hurdle. I hope fucking my hip. After my hip got hurt, I feel my head, my knee wasn't complying how I want to do it because I couldn't get my blood right. I couldn't get my hip completely moving right to get my body back to normal. My body was holding still. I couldn't walk on it almost for at least 4 days. Feel like I hurt it more than I thought. My coach, no, you didn't. You're fine. Go home. Told everyone, yeah, that's fine. couple days later, I joined my meet, finally laps one. I walk out here with fucking plague. My dad said, hey, have fun, enjoy it, be safe. I went out, I put everything on the line. I'm gonna broke my fucking ankle. I put everything on the line. At the end of the race, I got to the fucking food stand, hit the fucking wall because I was so pissed. Because I put everything on the line, but not enough. Never enough from what I wanted in life until now. Then I moved. I put myself in better position. I got halfway through the hill, but I ain't doing it. I'm happy how I am. I'm not doing it. I moved to Iowa. They're like, oh, hey, you know you did that. Yep. What you need? Do this. Okay. I jump on it. I did 2 lead track meet total. The last one with winner jokes that my father will ever went, guys. But my time when that, I hope my ankle badly enough to hobble through the final 5 or 6 minutes away from the final track meet. My ankle was fucked up so badly I couldn't walk on it. That's how bad I was on my last fucking meet. All ill. My first, second, so ill. Motivation was great. Junior and senior, I had none. I was giving up. Then I thought about why. Why do I want to quit? Why am I pushing myself, but everybody else not helping me? Because they just want the trophy. Every time you wake up, you want that fucking trophy, go and get it. If you're a football player, get the title. Get that shit title from fucking division. Own that fucking title. Go home or go big or go lose everything you got to show everybody you can't do it. You belong there. Because every time I went out to the fucking track meet or the car country meet, I told myself, I belong here. Over time, I showed, hey, I am here to say, I am my fucking name, I am fighting. But over time, that potion went away because motivation went out and gave up on me because I know I had nothing left. My tank was on E, I gave up on my shit because all I have was myself. Because that motivation was pushing greatly inside. Guys, the motivation is everyone. If you want it so badly, you go take it. You grab it by the fucking nuts and you take that motherfucker and you won with it. Don't let it go. Don't tell somebody, hey, I need help. Take it. If you care, you want your family to succeed. If you want to succeed, you want the success, take that fucker by the nuts and won with that fucker. Don't let people tell you you can't not do it. You can do it because it all in your mind, not in your fucking people. You tell me I cannot run 5 miles, but I did 10. I did it. You tell me I can't run 8 miles. You did 20. You are great. Great job. But I couldn't never have. So I'm going to tell you, you can't do it. You can do it. You cannot do something when someone tell you cannot do it. Succeed. No matter how much you want it. How far you want to take it, how far college you want to take it. Do what you love, damn it. You don't got nothing in life. You have nothing else in life. Take what you want. Nobody will fight harder than life to keep you down. Shit. I love, okay? I really love money. But one day I gave up. One day. Then everything went down. One day, all you had to take. One day, one bad day, your goals would be gone. 1 second, 1 minute, one failure. Because all I am trying to ask you guys, what is motivation? What is motivation to you guys? I sit and fight for that motivation to come and fight with it. You can't always give in. You have to show it. You belong here. Take it. I want motivation so badly I will do anything to keep my family out of debt right now. I hope everybody else doing great because this show will be all about motivation and pain. How far can we go before we give up? Ask yourself that every time you go for one or walk your dog or you're driving down the road when you had nothing to do in life. How far can you go? How far you really want that? How far willing you to work to get that goal? Think about that while we talk. Think about everyone else's.